Welcome, dear listeners, to another chilling episode of Our Scary Stories. I'm your guide into the unknown, where shadows whisper and the unseen is more real than you dare to believe. Tonight, we delve into a tale that will unsettle your senses and haunt your dreams. So, turn down the lights, settle in, and let the darkness embrace you as we journey into a world where the line between reality and nightmare blurs. Are you ready to face the terror that lurks just beyond the veil of our understanding? Let's begin. In the heart of a dense forest, where the trees whispered ancient secrets to the wind, lay the village of Winterhaven. Nestled like a hidden gem, it was a place time seemed to have forgotten. The air was crisp, filled with the scent of pine and the undercurrent of an approaching snowstorm. Thick, ominous clouds churned in the sky, casting an eerie pall over the village as the last rays of sunlight fought a losing battle against the impending darkness. Dr. Emily Grant, Winterhaven's sole physician, stood at her window, observing the sky with a furrowed brow. Her home, a cozy two-story building near the village square, offered a perfect view of the changing weather. The wind howled, rattling the windows, as if warning the villagers of the storm's fury. Emily's hands were clasped tightly together, a hint of concern etching her normally composed features. Just down the street, Tom Harding, the village's middle-aged teacher, stepped out of the local schoolhouse. His eyes were wide with childlike wonder as he gazed at the sky. The rapidly changing colors fascinated him, an unexplained phenomenon that was more than just a prelude to a storm. He adjusted his thick glasses and pulled his coat tighter around him, feeling the chill seep into his bones. Meanwhile, in the village's outskirts, where the forest grew wild and untamed, lived Mr. Frederick Hawthorne. A reclusive figure, he peered through his weathered curtains, his eyes reflecting a lifetime of secrets and knowledge. The trees around his cottage swayed violently, their branches scratching against the windows like desperate fingers. The village square was a flurry of activity as the residents prepared for the storm. Lanterns were lit, casting a warm glow against the darkening sky. The sound of hammering filled the air as people boarded up windows and secured doors. "Looks like it's going to be a big one," Emily called out Martha, the owner of the local inn, as she passed by with a basket of supplies. Emily offered a brief smile. "Yes, I fear it might be." "Better to be prepared," she replied, her voice carrying a hint of unspoken worry. Tom joined them, his eyes still skyward. "Have you ever seen such colors before a storm? It's as if the sky itself is alive," he mused aloud, his curiosity piqued. Mr. Hawthorne, emerging from the shadows of the trees, joined the gathering villagers. His arrival always brought a hush, his presence commanding yet enigmatic. "Storms can be deceiving, harboring more than just wind and snow," he said, his voice low and gravelly, hinting at an old wisdom or perhaps a warning. The villagers exchanged uneasy glances. The atmosphere was thick with anticipation, a mix of excitement and dread. The wind picked up, carrying whispers that seemed almost like voices, stirring a primal fear in the hearts of the villagers. As night fell, the first snowflakes began to dance in the air, each one a harbinger of the isolation to come. The village, a small haven in the vast wilderness, seemed to shrink against the looming threat of the storm. In the distance, unnoticed by the villagers, a faint light flickered in the sky, momentarily breaking through the cloud cover. It was gone as quickly as it appeared, but its brief presence was enough to add another layer of mystery to the already charged atmosphere. Emily, Tom, and Mr. Hawthorne, each lost in their thoughts, watched as the world around them transformed. The village, once a picture of rustic charm, now felt like a fortress, bracing against an unseen enemy that rode in on the wings of the storm. As they retreated to their homes, the air grew colder, the wind more insistent. Winterhaven, once a haven of peace, now stood on the threshold of an unfathomable darkness, its residents unwittingly waiting for the storm to reveal its true nature. As the clock struck midnight, Winterhaven was engulfed in a tempest. The snowstorm, like a ravenous beast, descended upon the village with a fury that seemed almost personal. The wind screamed through the narrow streets, carrying with it a torrent of snow that blanketed everything in a thick, suffocating layer. Houses groaned under the weight of the storm, their walls shivering against the relentless onslaught. Inside the local inn, a haven of warmth and light amidst the chaos, the villagers huddled together. The inn's robust fireplace crackled fiercely, casting dancing shadows across the room and the faces of those gathered. Martha, with her usual motherly demeanor, moved among the villagers, offering hot drinks and reassuring smiles. Dr. Emily Grant sat at a corner table, wrapped in a thick shawl, her eyes reflecting the flames dance. She listened intently as the villagers shared stories to distract themselves from the storm's wrath. Old tales of Winterhaven, some humorous, some eerie, filled the room, weaving a tapestry of shared history and community. Tom Harding, always the educator, captivated a group of children with tales of distant lands and brave adventures. His voice, animated and full of character, brought the stories to life, much to the delight of his young audience. However, the comforting atmosphere was intermittently shattered by unexplained electrical disturbances. The inn's lights flickered sporadically, casting the room into temporary darkness, and eliciting gasps and nervous glances. The old wiring, thought Martha, but a sense of unease was palpable among the villagers. Mr. Frederick Hawthorne sat apart from the others, his gaze often drifting towards the windows where the snow painted a relentless, shifting wall. His expression was thoughtful, almost troubled, as if he saw more in the storm than just ice and wind. Suddenly, a sharp crackle echoed through the inn, followed by a complete blackout. The sudden plunge into darkness sent a ripple of panic through the room. Cries of surprise and fear mingled with the sound of the storm battering the walls. "Stay calm, everyone. It's just the storm," Martha's voice rose above the commotion, steady and calming. Lanterns were quickly lit, their soft glow restoring some semblance of normalcy. Emily rose from her seat, her medical instincts kicking in. "Let's make sure everyone is all right." "No need for panic," she said, moving to check on the villagers, especially the elderly and the children. As the inn settled, the villagers huddled closer, the warmth of the fire and the lanterns creating a small oasis in the midst of the tempest. Outside, the storm raged on, a relentless force that seemed intent on swallowing the village whole. In the flickering lantern light, the villagers' faces were etched with worry and fear. The storm, they realized, was no ordinary tempest. It was a monster, alive and hungry, and they were trapped in its jaws. The night wore on, the winds howled a constant companion. In the heart of the storm, Winterhaven stood isolated, a lonely island in a sea of white fury. The villagers, drawn together by circumstance and need, faced the long, uncertain night, unaware of the true nature of the tempest that held them captive. In the deepest hours of the night, when the storm's fury seemed to whisper secrets to those brave enough to listen, something extraordinary occurred. Above the howling wind and the relentless assault of the snow, a series of eerie lights pierced the darkness of the Winterhaven sky. A group of adventurous teenagers, restless and eager for excitement, had dared to venture close to the village's edge. Wrapped in thick coats and armed with youthful curiosity, they gazed upwards. The lights, shimmering in hues of unnatural blues and greens, danced across the sky, weaving an otherworldly tapestry above the village. "Look at that. Have you ever seen anything like it?" exclaimed Max, his breath forming clouds of vapor in the frigid air. His eyes were wide with a mix of awe and apprehension. His friend, Lily, clutched his arm, her voice a mix of excitement and fear. "It's beautiful, but kind of scary. Do you think it's just the storm doing that?" The teenagers weren't the only ones witnessing the spectacle. From behind the frost-covered windows of their homes, several villagers peered out. The sight of the lights, so alien and mesmerizing, sparked whispers and speculations. In the inn, where most of the villagers had sought refuge, the phenomenon quickly became the subject of hushed conversations. Martha, who had been comforting a frightened child, looked up at the mention of the lights. "It must be some electrical thing, with the storm and all," she reasoned, though her voice lacked conviction. Dr. Emily Grant, overhearing the talk, felt a prickle of curiosity. She moved towards the window, peering through the glass. The lights, undulating and persistent, seemed to pulse with an unknown purpose. It was Mr. Frederick Hawthorne, however, who offered a more unsettling explanation. His voice, when he spoke, carried the weight of years and unspoken knowledge. "In the old days, people spoke of celestial visitors during great storms," he began, his gaze fixed on the spectacle outside. "They believed these lights were harbingers, messengers from the stars." A hush fell over the group gathered around him. His words, spoken with the gravitas of one who had seen much, resonated with an ancient fear. The idea of celestial visitors, once the stuff of legend, now seemed terrifyingly plausible. Outside, the teenagers, feeling the weight of the moment, debated whether to venture closer to the forest's edge for a better look. The allure of the unknown, of a mystery unfolding before their eyes, was almost irresistible. Yet, as they stood there, the lights began to change. No longer just a dance of colors, they seemed to form patterns, geometric and precise. Max, his curiosity overcoming his caution, took a step forward, his gaze locked on the sky. Max, wait. Lily's voice was edged with alarm. We don't know what that is. It could be dangerous. But Max, like the village itself, was caught in the spell of the lights. They beckoned, promising answers to questions humanity had not yet thought to ask. As the chapter closed on that night, Winterhaven lay under a sky alight with mystery and fear. The storm, now a mere backdrop to the celestial display, continued to rage, oblivious to the awe and terror it had helped to unveil. The villagers, each in their own way, grappled with the realization that the world might be bigger and more frightening than they had ever imagined. As dawn broke over Winterhaven, the storm's intensity dwindled, leaving the village shrouded in a thick blanket of snow. The eerie lights that had captivated the villagers the night before had vanished, but their impact lingered like a silent echo. Tom Harding, the teacher, his mind still replaying the mesmerizing display, ventured outside. The cold bit at his cheeks as he trudged through the snow-laden streets, his curiosity drawing him towards the forest's edge. It was there, beneath the towering pines heavy with snow, that he stumbled upon something extraordinary. Etched into the pristine snow were patterns, geometric shapes that formed a complex, almost artistic design. They were too precise, too deliberate to be the work of nature. Tom knelt, his fingers hovering over the patterns, a sense of wonder washing over him. He couldn't fathom their origin or purpose, but he knew they were significant. Meanwhile, Dr. Emily Grant faced her own set of mysteries. As the villagers emerged from their homes, several sought her out, their faces etched with worry. They spoke of strange symptoms experienced during the night, disorienting headaches, unexplained nausea, and in one alarming case, a temporary loss of vision. Emily listened, her professional skepticism tested with each new account. These symptoms, so varied yet occurring simultaneously, defied logical explanation. She made notes, her mind racing through possible medical conditions, but found none that fit. The sense of helplessness, a rarity in her career, gnawed at her. The village, awake and alive under the heavy sky, buzzed with a collective anxiety. The strange lights, the mysterious patterns in the snow, and now the bizarre ailments, it all wove a tapestry of fear and suspicion. In the inn, Martha noticed the change in her patrons. Conversations were hushed, punctuated by furtive glances towards the windows. The usual morning cheer was replaced by a tense undercurrent of paranoia. People huddled in small groups, their whispers a low hum in the cozy room. Mr. Frederick Hawthorne, observing the growing unease, felt a resurgence of old fears long buried. He sat alone, his thoughts a maze of past and present, legend and reality. The villagers' anxiety was a tangible presence in the room, feeding off each whispered word and anxious glance. As the day progressed, the sense of dread deepened. The villagers moved with a wary caution, their interactions tinged with a newfound mistrust. Children, sensing the adults' fear, clung closer to their parents, their laughter silenced by the heavy atmosphere. In her clinic, Emily found herself at a loss. A lack of explanations, the absence of rational causes, left her feeling unmoored. She stared out her window at the quiet village, its beauty now overshadowed by an invisible, insidious threat. Tom, returning from the forest, his mind abuzz with theories about the patterns, sensed the shift in the village's mood. The awe and excitement of the previous night had evaporated, replaced by a fear of the unknown, of things beyond their understanding. As night approached, with the storm reduced to a mere whisper, Winterhaven braced itself. The villagers, once unified by their small-town camaraderie, now faced an unseen enemy that threatened to unravel the very fabric of their community. In the heart of the village, a sense of foreboding settled, as heavy and oppressive as the snow that blanketed the streets. The fragile peace of the morning was shattered when a frantic knock echoed at Dr. Emily Grant's door. It was Martha, her face ashen, her eyes wide with panic. "It's Jenna, she's gone missing." She gasped, her breath forming clouds of mist in the cold air. Jenna, a bright teenager known for her adventurous spirit, had not returned home since she ventured out into the waning storm the previous evening. Her disappearance sent a ripple of alarm through Winterhaven, already on edge from the recent unsettling events. Search parties formed quickly despite the lingering fear that clung to the villagers like the snow on their boots. Emily joined Tom Harding and several others, including Jenna's distraught parents, as they combed the snow-covered streets in the surrounding woods. The forest, a maze of white and shadow, seemed to hold its breath as they searched. The only sounds were the crunch of snow underfoot and the distant caw of a raven. Hours passed with no sign of Jenna, deepening the mystery and the worry that clutched the village. As the sun began its descent, casting long shadows across the snow, Mr. Frederick Hawthorne made a chilling discovery. Near the edge of the village, where the trees stood like silent sentinels, were tracks. But they were unlike any the villagers had seen before. The tracks were large, with patterns that suggested something inhuman. They meandered through the snow, weaving between the trees, before disappearing into the dense forest. The sight of them struck a chord of primal fear in the search party. Could an animal have made these? Tom asked, his voice barely above a whisper, as he crouched beside the tracks. Emily, her medical training ill-equipped for this, shook her head. I've never seen anything like this. They don't match any local wildlife. The discovery halted the search as the group gathered around the tracks, each person lost in their thoughts. The implications were terrifying. Had Jenna encountered whatever left these tracks? The questions multiplied, but answers remained elusive. As they returned to the village, a heavy silence hung over the group. The news of the tracks spread quickly, igniting a fresh wave of fear among the villagers. The inn, once a haven, now felt like a refuge against an unknown predator lurking in the shadows of Winterhaven. Martha, her face lined with worry, tried to keep spirits up, but the inn's warmth did little to thaw the chill of fear that had settled in the hearts of the villagers. Conversations were hushed, eyes darted towards the windows, and every creak of the old building sent shivers down spines. In his secluded home, Mr. Hawthorne pored over old texts and maps by candlelight, his mind racing to connect ancient lore with the current events. The tracks, the lights, the vanishing, they were pieces of a puzzle that hinted at a darker truth. The night closed in, bringing with it a deepening sense of dread. Jenna's absence was a void that echoed through the village, a stark reminder of their vulnerability against forces they could neither understand nor fight. Winterhaven, once a picture of rural tranquility, now lay under a shroud of mystery and fear, its snowy streets hiding secrets that seemed as deep and impenetrable as the forest that surrounded it. In the aftermath of Jenna's disappearance, a disquieting stillness enveloped Winterhaven. The villagers moved through their routines with a mechanical air, their minds preoccupied with the growing unease. It wasn't just the physical isolation wrought by the snowstorm. A psychological barrier seemed to have descended upon them, severing their sense of normalcy. The unsettling quiet of the village was soon pierced by murmurs of strange occurrences. People spoke in hushed tones about hearing whispers on the wind, soft, unintelligible murmurs that seemed to call out to them. These whispers left a lingering sense of disorientation, as if the very fabric of reality was warping around them. Maggie, the local baker, confided in Dr. Emily Grant about the bizarre visions that had haunted her sleep. It's like I'm seeing through someone else's eyes, she said, her hands trembling as she clutched her cup of tea. Places I've never been, skies filled with things that shouldn't be there. Emily listened, her mind a whirlwind of clinical diagnoses clashing with the growing belief that something inexplicable was happening. She offered comforting words, but her own heart raced with an unnameable anxiety. As evening drew near, the villagers congregated in the inn, seeking solace in numbers. The fire crackled in the hearth, a futile defense against the cold dread that seeped into the room. It was in this tense gathering that Mr. Frederick Hawthorne chose to share his knowledge. His voice, when he spoke, cut through the murmurs like a knife. Many generations ago, he began, his eyes reflecting the firelight, our ancestors spoke of visitors from the stars. They weren't just stories or folklore. These visitors left their mark here, in Winterhaven. A collective breath seemed to be held as he continued. They were drawn to this place for reasons we never fully understood. But it was said that they would return, under the cover of a great storm. His revelation stirred a torrent of emotions among the listeners. Some scoffed, unwilling to accept such an outlandish explanation. Others, already grappling with the inexplicable events, felt a chilling affirmation of their fears. Tom Harding, the teacher, leaned in, his scientific curiosity battling with the growing realization that some truths defy conventional understanding. But why? Why would they come here? He asked, his voice barely a whisper. Mr. Hawthorne shook his head, the lines on his face deepening. I don't know, but I fear we are about to find out. As the night deepened, so did the sense of impending doom. The whispers on the wind grew more persistent, the visions more vivid and disturbing. The villagers huddled closer, their eyes darting to the windows where the snow continued to fall, relentless and indifferent to the fear that gripped their hearts. In their homes, families clung to each other, seeking comfort in the familiar while their minds raced with thoughts of alien visitors and ancient warnings. The once peaceful village had become a nexus of dread, its future as uncertain and obscured as the snow-filled sky. Winterhaven, nestled in its snowy embrace, lay awake and anxious, its residents bound together by a shared apprehension of what the morning might bring. The whispers in the wind, once dismissed as fanciful tales, now carried a weight that pressed down on every soul in the village. Winterhaven, now in the grip of an unseen and unfathomable presence, found itself besieged by a series of unexplained phenomena that defied logic and science. Objects within homes began to move of their own accord, creating a tapestry of chaos and fear among the villagers. Cups would slide off tables, books would fall from shelves, and doors would slam shut, as if invisible hands were at play. The shadows themselves seemed to take on a life of their own. Villagers reported feeling watched, catching glimpses of shifting forms in the corners of their eyes. These ephemeral watchers, lurking in the dim corners, added a new layer of terror to the already strained atmosphere of the village. Dr. Emily Grant, her skepticism eroded by the mounting evidence, began to piece together a chilling theory. I think we might be dealing with some form of alien mind control, or even body snatching, she hesitantly shared with Tom Harding and Martha in the inn. Her voice was low, laced with a mix of fear and wonder. These events, they're too coordinated, too purposeful to be random. Tom, his curiosity now mixed with a sense of foreboding, nodded in agreement. It's like something out of the old science fiction books, he said. But how do we even begin to fight something like this? Determined to find answers, Tom proposed a daring plan. He, along with a small group of brave villagers, decided to venture out into the snow-laden forest to investigate the source of the mysterious lights. Equipped with lanterns and a mix of fear and resolve, they set out into the cold night. The forest, a labyrinth of snow and shadows, seemed to close in around them. The crunch of their boots on the snow was the only sound that punctuated the eerie silence. Every step took them deeper into the unknown, further from the safety of the village. As they neared the area where the lights had been most prominent, a sense of unease grew among the group. The trees seemed to lean in closer, the darkness a tangible entity that enveloped them. Suddenly, the lanterns flickered and went out, plunging them into darkness. A gasp of collective fear rose from the group, quickly stifled as they huddled closer. In the suffocating blackness, they heard it, a low, humming sound that seemed to come from all around them. The humming grew louder, more insistent, and with it came a light. Not the eerie, dancing lights they had seen before, but a steady, pulsating glow that emanated from a point deeper in the forest. Summoning their courage, the group moved towards the source. What they encountered there defied their wildest imaginations. In a clearing, partially hidden by the trees, stood a structure, metallic and smooth, with no discernible markings or openings. It hummed with a frequency that vibrated in their bones, a siren song that was both terrifying and mesmerizing. They stood there, frozen in awe and terror, as the realization dawned on them. This was no mere anomaly, this was technology beyond their understanding. A physical manifestation of the alien presence that had invaded their village. As they turned to leave, to warn the others, a sudden bright light enveloped them, blinding and disorienting. Panic set in as they tried to escape, but the light was all-encompassing, leaving them lost in its brilliance. Back in the village, unaware of the group's discovery, the sense of dread deepened. Time itself seemed to warp, minutes stretching into hours, adding to the surreal nature of their plight. Winterhaven, once a haven of peace and community, now stood on the precipice of an abyss, its residents facing an enemy as incomprehensible as it was terrifying. Chaos reigned in Winterhaven as the very fabric of reality began to fray at the edges. Villagers reported experiencing bizarre, disjointed moments where their surroundings seemed to shift into entirely different landscapes. One moment, they stood in their familiar homes. The next, they found themselves in alien environments, strange, twisted versions of their village, or entirely unknown places, filled with incomprehensible structures and eerie, star-filled skies. These episodes were fleeting but left a lingering disorientation and terror in their wake. People clung to each other, afraid to trust their senses, as the world around them became an unpredictable kaleidoscope of reality and illusion. Meanwhile, in the forest, Tom Harding and the group of villagers who had ventured out to uncover the source of the lights faced an even more harrowing reality. The structure they had found was not just an inert object, it was teeming with life, or rather, entities that defied their understanding of life. These beings, seemingly composed of light and shadow, moved around the group, their forms fluctuating and shimmering. The air around them vibrated with an energy that was almost tangible, altering perceptions and twisting memories. Tom, his mind a whirlwind of fear and fascination, tried to communicate, to understand their purpose. But the aliens' presence was overwhelming, clouding his thoughts, fragmenting his reality. He saw flashes of Winterhaven, not as it was, but as it could be, a gateway, a beachhead for something much larger, much more ominous. In a moment of terrifying clarity, Tom realized their intent. They weren't just visitors, they were harbingers of an invasion, using the village as a foothold for something far greater. He tried to warn the others, to urge them to escape and alert the village, but it was too late. A blinding light enveloped him, and he felt himself being pulled away from the group, drawn towards the alien structure. His last conscious thought was of warning, of desperate resistance, before he was consumed by the light. Back in the village, the disarray escalated. Families huddled in their homes, too afraid to venture outside, as the world outside their windows morphed and twisted in impossible ways. The once familiar landscape of Winterhaven was now a labyrinth of fear and confusion. Dr. Emily Grant, her medical training useless against the onslaught of the inexplicable, tried to provide comfort and support to her fellow villagers. But even she found herself questioning her sanity, as the world around her seemed to dissolve and reshape itself at whim. The night stretched on, a tapestry of fear and chaos, as Winterhaven teetered on the brink of an unfathomable abyss. The villagers, isolated and terrified, faced a reality that was no longer their own. A pawn in a game played by entities whose motives and abilities were beyond human comprehension. In the midst of the chaos that had engulfed Winterhaven, Dr. Emily Grant emerged as a beacon of resolve and courage. With Tom Harding captured and the village spiraling into an abyss of fear and disarray, she rallied the remaining villagers. Determination set in her eyes, she outlined a desperate plan to rescue Tom and confront the alien menace. Gathering in the dimly lit inn, a group of villagers, their faces marked with grim resolve, listened intently as Emily spoke. "We can't let fear paralyze us. We must act, for Tom, for ourselves," she urged, her voice steady despite the turmoil that raged outside. As they set out, the snowstorm raged around them, a fitting metaphor for the tumult that had seized their lives. The villagers, armed with whatever tools and makeshift weapons they could muster, moved through the distorted, snow-choked streets of Winterhaven. The once familiar paths now seemed alien and menacing, as if reshaped by the intruder's will. Their journey was fraught with peril. They encountered fellow villagers who appeared lost to their own minds, their eyes vacant, moving with a purpose that was not their own. These mind-controlled villagers confronted Emily and her group with an eerie hostility, forcing them to navigate a path fraught with danger and moral dilemma. As they neared the forest's edge, where the alien presence was strongest, they came face to face with creatures of light and shadow. These beings, their forms shifting and undulating, moved with a grace and power that was terrifying in its alienness. The air around them hummed with energy, distorting the very atmosphere, making each breath a struggle against a force that threatened to overwhelm their senses. The heart of the storm loomed ahead, a vortex of swirling snow, an energy that marked the epicenter of the alien incursion. Emily led the charge, her fear subsumed by a fierce need to protect her home, to reclaim their reality. As they entered the eye of the storm, the world shifted around them. The snow and wind gave way to a strange calm, the eye and nexus where different realities converged. Here, the fabric of their world was at its thinnest, stretched and torn by the invaders' machinations. The showdown was tense and surreal. Emily and her group confronted the alien entities, their human resolve pitted against an unfathomable otherworldly force. Words were useless, communication impossible. It was a battle of wills, a clash of existential realities. In the midst of the confrontation, a burst of light heralded the appearance of Tom Harding. His eyes, once full of curiosity and wonder, now reflected a deep knowledge, a burdensome understanding of what was at stake. He had been changed by his encounter, but his resolve to help his friends, his village, remained unshaken. The standoff reached its climax as Emily, Tom, and the villagers, fueled by desperation and an indomitable spirit, pushed against the alien presence. The air crackled with energy, a storm within a storm, as two worlds collided in a struggle for dominance. Winterhaven, its very essence hanging in the balance, watched and waited as its fate was decided in the heart of the tempest. The villagers, united in their last stand, faced the unknown with a courage that belied their fear, ready to reclaim their reality or perish in the attempt. In the heart of the storm, the last stand of Winterhaven's bravest souls reached its harrowing conclusion. The clash between the villagers and the alien entities, a maelstrom of wills and forces beyond comprehension, culminated in a moment of tragic inevitability. Dr. Emily Grant, her resolve unwavering even in the face of overwhelming odds, led the charge with a courage that inspired all around her. But the aliens, with their ability to warp reality and control minds, proved too powerful. In a heartbreaking moment, Tom Harding, forever altered by his encounter with the unknown, was lost to the void, his last desperate attempt to aid his friends vanishing like a whisper in the wind. Emily, witnessing Tom's demise, felt a surge of grief and determination. With a final, defiant effort, she lunged towards the epicenter of the alien force, a desperate bid to disrupt their hold on Winterhaven. It was a sacrifice born of hope, a hope that her actions might yet save her home. But it was not to be. The alien presence, unfathomable in its intent and power, absorbed her effort and extinguished her light, leaving a void where once stood a woman of fierce compassion and strength. As the storm abated, the conflict drew to a close. The village of Winterhaven, once a haven of peace and community, fell silent under the eerie calm that followed. The snow ceased its dance, leaving a landscape serene and untouched, belying the turmoil that had raged just hours before. The remaining villagers, those who had not been taken or lost in the struggle, found themselves in a world no longer their own. Some wandered the streets in a daze, their minds ensnared by the alien influence, while others lay still in the snow. Their journey ended amidst the cold and quiet. The village, now a gateway for the alien invasion, stood as a testament to the fragility of human existence in the face of forces beyond understanding. The structures and homes, once filled with laughter and life, now echoed with the silence of a conquered land. In the aftermath, the snow-covered streets of Winterhaven lay empty and desolate, a ghostly reminder of what once was. The alien entities, their purpose achieved, receded into the shadows of the new world they had claimed, their presence an invisible shroud over the remnants of the village. Winterhaven, its story a whispered legend of a night when the stars descended, became a silent watcher, a harbinger of a future where the line between human and alien, reality and nightmare, was forever blurred. The night, once a blanket of tranquility, now bore witness to a new era, an era where the silence of conquest echoed louder than any storm. Our journey into the night has come to an end, for now. Thank you for joining us on our scary stories. Remember, the tales we share are more than just stories. They're windows into the unknown, reminders of the mysteries that surround us. Sleep well, listeners, if you can. Keep your eyes open, your mind alert, and always be aware of the shadows. Until next time, when we once again peer into the darkness together.